Have you tried meditation but can't seem to get your mind to sit still? You're not alone. Be kind to yourself and keep practicing. I am Katrina, your host. I've been using guided visualization for over 10 years.
I was first introduced in massage therapy school and now use it daily for myself and for my clients. Guided visualization is an excellent tool for beginners. Each episode is a multi-sensory experience just for you. Pop in your headphones, get comfy, relax, and join me on another guided voyage.
Before we get started today, I have some exciting news. I have a new mini course available. Sign up today to receive 2 weeks free access at katrinajones.com/resources. Mindset Shifts to Achieve Health and Weight Loss is a 5-part mini course. The intention behind this course is to uncover where you have struggled in the past and how to change those false beliefs surrounding your health. So head over to katrinajones.com/resources to get started today. Welcome to the first bonus episode here on Guided Voyage. Every 5 weeks, in addition to the guided visualization or meditation, we'll chat about what makes this practice so amazing and how you can use it to create the life you want. Let's start simple and explore what exactly guided visualization is and how it works. You may have been listening for a while now, so you may be thinking, I know what it is, we are already doing the thing. Maybe you are having great success already. Maybe you are listening every week, but just not feeling it yet. Either way, there are important bits of info to take away from this conversation. Let's talk about the terminology. We have guided imagery, guided meditation, and guided visualization. So what makes them different? Guided imagery and guided visualization are essentially the same thing. They are active exercises. They require imagination and reaction. Guided meditation is different. Meditation is restful, leading to calm, relaxation, and no reaction. When we meditate, we want to give the body deep rest so that it can heal itself from the stressors we all face in daily life. We want to be still, do less, and think less. When we visualize, we are being active. Our bodies may be relaxed and at rest, but we are guiding the mind into a specific direction. We want a result. It could be a mindset we are striving for, a feeling, or an emotion, or even a sensation in the body. So the end goal may be relaxation in both cases, but meditation relaxes the mind, while visualization activates the mind to communicate with the body. So now that we understand the goals behind the two, let's discuss how they affect your nervous system. This will help you decide what you need in different moments. Meditation calms your nervous system. It allows that deep rest that we mentioned earlier. This deep rest allows the body to do what it is designed to do and heal itself. From stress mostly, but physical ailments too. Okay, so we have meditation that helps us calm down and let the body heal itself, while visualization works to reprogram your nervous system. So we all know about good old fight or flight response. Your brain is switching this fight or flight response on anytime it senses danger. It helped keep our ancestors alive, but in our modern age, we still respond the same way to stress. And the more this is activated, the easier it becomes in the future to be activated again. So this leaves us feeling like our lives are in danger over things like work presentations and meeting new people or speaking in public or trying new things. When the response is triggered, we feel terrible. And we don't want to do the thing, whatever it is. We just want to run away. So picture this. You have a big presentation coming up at work. You're nervous already. Then all these thoughts flood your mind. What if I mess up? What if I embarrass myself?
Your stress response has been triggered. You feel terrible. But presentation day comes, you do your thing, you make it through. And then a little while later, your boss emails you and wants to meet. You were just in fight or flight. Now it's even easier to activate the response again.
And now you were worried. You're going back over every word from your presentation, every question, every facial expression. How bad did you mess up? And you just lose it. You're sad, you're anxious, you're worried. Maybe you eat too much or not enough during this time. You revert back to bad habits. Maybe you drink too much, watch TV to numb out. And then when your meeting with your boss finally rolls around, it was nothing. The conversation didn't even relate to the presentation. But you got yourself all worked up because of that stress response. This example is just one of many. I am sure you can think of a few immediately from your own life. That's why it's so important to manage your stress. Even if you don't think that you have big stressors, those little things all add up and they can start to cause big problems. Using guided visualization allows you to reprogram your nervous system so that you're living in the moment and you can be mindful. You can take back control of your life. Without going too deep into the science, let's just touch on the importance of keeping fight or flight activation in check. You've been here before, you've had your stress response activated, you've gone into fight or flight. Your mind is racing, you're worrying about what comes next, your palms are sweaty, you know what happens. But let's get specific. Your pupils will dilate because we need to be able to see. We have to be able to spot danger in our surroundings. Your skin gets pale because blood is redirected away from your skin to your muscles, your brain, your legs, your arms. Your face may get red while the blood rushes to your head. You know, think about getting ready to speak in public. Your face gets really warm and your cheeks get all red. It's not because you're embarrassed. It's because you've activated your stress response and the blood is rushing to your brain. Your heart rate and your breathing increase to provide your body with the energy to move and the oxygen needed in case of danger, in case you need to run away. You may begin to tremble or shake because your muscles tense to become ready for action and to guard your body against injury should something come after you. Pretty neat, right? The body is so amazing. It does this in a matter of seconds. The problem is we still activate this response when there's no real danger, when you were just speaking at work or going to a party or trying something new. Your mind does not know that. So if you find yourself in this state often, know that you are not alone. We all go there. And also know that there are things that you can do to reprogram your brain not to respond this way all the time. And one of those things is guided visualization. It's accessible to pretty much everyone. You can do it almost anywhere, and it's not very time consuming. Think about how much time you spend stressed or worried. It's probably a lot, right? This will actually free up time for other things. So keep listening to the podcast, doing your guided visualizations, make it a daily practice, and you'll start to reprogram your nervous system so that you're not getting worked up over the little things. Before we wrap up today, I want to touch on one more thing. Overactivation of the stress response leads to chronic stress. So first thought, yes, we all have stress. That's life. Well, yes and no. We all have stress, good and bad. The problem is that that overactive response means we respond exactly the same way to both good and bad stress. And over time, that's going to take a toll on your body. Irritability, fatigue, headaches, difficulty concentrating, changes in appetite, digestive problems, low self-esteem, loss of sexual desire, and frequent illness. These are all signs and symptoms of chronic stress. Let me repeat that. These are all signs and symptoms. Your body is actively telling you that something is wrong and giving you the opportunity to fix it before the consequences worsen. Just like your mom counting to three real slow when you were little, if you ignored the counting and kept on climbing the chair, what would eventually happen? You'd fall on the floor, you'd cry, and your mom would be in the background saying, "See, I warned you this would happen," but you didn't listen. Learn from that. Please listen to your body. Because the equivalent of falling off that chair and listening to your mom gloat is not pleasant. We're talking about big stuff. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, depression, and anxiety disorders. I know it may seem like in recent years that those things have been normalized, but they're not normal, and you can prevent them. So please, listen to your body. She knows exactly what she needs and when she needs it. This week's Guided Voyage, Episode 5, will induce the relaxation response and reconnect your mind with your body. Try to do this at least once a week and work your way up to once per day. This gives your body a chance to communicate, and don't ignore it when it talks back. Thanks for listening. See you all next week for another Guided Voyage. Thank you so much for joining me on today's voyage. I would love to hear about your experience today. You can reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook at Katrina Jones. Links are in the show notes. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Have a wonderful day. See you on next week's voyage.